BBC News with Debbie Russ. Officials at the G20 summit in Hamburg have been working overnight to try to bridge differences with the United States on trade and climate change. Negotiators are trying to draw up a final statement that supports the Paris Climate Agreement despite President Trump's rejection of the accord. The host, Chancellor Merkel of Germany, has admitted that discussions have been very difficult. Violent demonstrations against the G20 also continued late into the night. President Trump and President Putin have discussed the alleged Russian interference in the US presidential election during their first face-to-face meeting at the summit. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described the exchanges as robust, but said it was not clear if the two countries would ever reach an agreement on what happened. The most concrete agreement to emerge from the meeting between President Trump and President Putin was the announcement of a ceasefire in southwestern Syria. Jordan, which was also involved in the deal, said it would come into force on Sunday, along a line agreed by the Syrian government and rebels. Venezuela's Roman Catholic Church has criticized President Nicolas Maduro's decision to rewrite the constitution, saying the plan will turn the country into a military dictatorship. At least two people have died in El Salvador in a fire that caused extensive damage to one of the buildings of the finance ministry. The authorities say more than 20 people have been taken to local hospitals in the capital, San Salvador, to be treated for smoke inhalation and burn injuries. The president of oil-rich Equatorial Guinea, Teodoro Obiang, says he intends to sue the pressure group Transparency International over an investigation into his family's substantial property assets in France. Mr. Obiang said property bought in France with money earned in Equatorial Guinea could not be considered ill-gotten wealth. BBC News.